Today we're going to jump into the Old Testament. I'm going to read out of the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and we're going to look at the 10th and 11th verse. As the rain and the snow came down from heaven, and did not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I have sent it.
Oh, Father, how I love your holy word. It nourishes me and it makes me strong. When I am worried, it comforts me. When I am confused, it guides me. When I am tired, it refreshes me. Your word is so beautiful and alive in my life. It instructs me and it shows me the way in this world of darkness. I thank you so much, Lord, for your wonderful word. Amen.
Today, think about just how complicated versus simple God's word is. It's like a jewel that is just pure beauty. But when you hold it up to the sun, every one of the facets in that jewel reflects differently. And that's the way God's word is. It applies to everyone, in every situation, everywhere.
Today's action. Open your heart today to God's word. Today's treasure can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Today I want to just bring up something as a pastor to his shepherds and the sheep. This ministry has a Bible ministry in which we send out the Word of God all over the world. And every time we send out a Bible, we pray that exact scripture from today's devotion, that God's Word will not return empty, that it will do what He wants accomplished. You know, if someone asks you for a Bible, give it to them. We Americans are so rich, we have dozens of Bibles that we just leave sitting on our tables. You can go to your Christian bookstore, or you can go online, or you can go to the Christian book distributors, and you can buy Bibles for a dollar and send them overseas for a couple of dollars. So you miss out on a latte. What's a soul worth, my friends? God promised His word won't return without accomplishing what He wants. What's a soul worth, my friends?